Last time, I think we got started on discussing Big Day Shabbos. I think that's where we were headed next, right? Am I correct about that? So pointed out that there's an unusual lashon in the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch writes, "Yishtadel shiilo begadim noyim l'Shabbos." That a person should try that he should have nice clothing for Shabbos. V'im iev sharlo l'pachos yishal shol begadim l'matad erakavod. But if you can't have nice clothing for Shabbos because you can't afford it or whatever, so then you should just lengthen the clothing that you have. Meaning, let down the hem or let down the jacket to have a longer jacket, so that on Shabbos you have something that's derech kavod. Now that word, yishtadel, is a very tricky word. What does that mean, yishtadel? Meaning, do we ever say, like, yishtadel, that you should have kosher food? But if you can't afford kosher food and you don't have any available to you, so it's going to be pekach nefesh, so then obviously, you know, try not to violate yisurim d'oraisa, try to have things that are only yisurim d'rabban. Meaning, obviously, always yishtadel to do the best, and if you can't, and it's an anus, so then you do second best. Why over here, dafka, yishtadel to have clothing for Shabbos, and if you can't, okay, so do something, you know, to have longer clothing. Well, the lashon of yishtadel would seem to imply that it's not really a chiyuv, meaning that it's something that is a preference, that is better, that is good. And in fact, this is not the only time the Mechaber uses the lashon of yishtadel. Good trivia question. Anyone know when else the Mechaber uses the lashon of yishtadel rather than tzarech or chayiv or something like that? By Chanukah? I don't think so. So the Mechaber writes in Or Chaim Simon Reish Nun, afilu yesh lo kama avadim l'shamsho, even if you have a lot of people to help out to clean your house before Shabbos, make the beds and do the laundry and whatever, and do everything that needs to be done before Shabbos, yishtadel lahachin ba'atzmo shum davar l'tzorchei Shabbos k'dei l'chabdo. You should be mishtadel to do some preparations for Shabbos yourself. I mean, no matter how rich you are, and even if you have other people that you could pay to do these things for you, mishtadel that you should do it yourself. That comes from the Gemara in Maseches Kama, Maseches Shabbos, where the Gemara says that many of the Gedolei HaAmoraim would go out of their way to make sure, no matter how rich they were, to do something for Shabbos. They'd clean the floor, they'd bake a kugel, they would do something for Shabbos, right? That was because of this mitzvah bo yosem b'shlucho. That's what the Netziv writes in the Sakhtamah to the Shiltos, that there is a principle we say in Halacha of mitzvah bo yosem b'shlucho, better do a mitzvah yourself rather than have someone else do it for you. So the Netziv says that, what about a hechsher mitzvah? What if it's not the actual mitzvah itself, but it's a preparatory stage in ensuring the mitzvah? Would we still say mitzvah bo yosem b'shlucho? So the Netziv says, for certain hechsher mitzvahs, yes. For those hechsher mitzvahs that are ksuva b'kra, that are explicit in the pasuk. And the example he gives is this. He says that the Torah tells us you have to prepare for Shabbos. It's ksuva b'kra, and therefore mitzvah bo yosem b'shlucho would apply to this kind of hechsher mitzvah, that we would have to go out of our way to do it ourselves rather than relying on somebody else doing the mitzvah. He gives the example of tying your tzitzis, of building a sukkah. Those are all hechsher mitzvahs that the Torah itself says. So yishtadel, you should yourself. Does that mean it's an absolute chiv? Does that mean if someone else cleans your house for Shabbos, you know, and makes your beds for Shabbos and sets your table for Shabbos, that it's a problem, that it's an issue, that you violated some sort of issue? So no, it probably means you should try. And in fact, that's what the Bir Halacha writes over there, that the lashon of yishtadel is not the same as the lashon of chiyuv. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan says as well. From the fact that it doesn't say chiyuv, it sounds like it's only a hiddur mitzvah. So can we say the same thing over here? That just like by preparing for Shabbos, all the poskim say yishtadel means do your best, but it's not a real chiyuv. So too with wearing Shabbos clothing. Do your best, but it's not a real chiyuv. So if a camper shows up to Shabbos services, you know, wearing his shorts and t-shirt, you know, okay, maybe shorts is a little much, but he's wearing whatever, sweatpants and a t-shirt, you say, okay, look, it's yishtadel. It's not like I'm not going to get on his case because, you know, it's not like chiyuv. You know, why would I should really shut the sound on that. It's not like someone just texted me this morning. I was giving a 10-minute halacha shiur yesterday morning. I don't know what was going on when the buses came into camp, but someone was like honking like crazy yesterday. And so someone texted me this morning that he was listening to the 10-minute halacha shiur in the car. And he thought someone was honking him the whole time. He's like, what am I doing? Why is this guy honking me? It was just the background noise of what was going on here in Cayley. He's like, he was so relieved when I said, what is going on out there? Because then he realized that it was coming through the recording. That's the question. The test case would be, do we ever find yishtadel on something that's a chiv, right? On something that's an absolute obligation? Meaning, is it yishtadel a word that can go either way? Because all it really means is try. So sometimes you should try things because you must do them, and sometimes you should try things because you should do them. But maybe the word yishtadel doesn't indicate one way or the other. So we have to see if it's ever used anywhere where it does mean a chiyuv, right? We have in the one place of preparing for Shabbos where it's not a chiyuv. So is there anywhere that it is a chiyuv? So there is. In Or Chaim Simit Sadi, the Shulchan Aruch writes, Yishtadel Adam Lispalel Bebeis HaKnesses Im HaTzibur. Which means what? Go to shul, right? Go to shul, daven with a minyan. That's Yishtadel. Is it a chiyuv to daven with a minyan, or is it a good idea to daven with a minyan? Did we discuss that in all the summary? Rav Moshe writes in the Tshuva, in a few places, a couple of Tshuvas, in Or Chaim Chelek Beis, Simon Chav Zayin, Chelek Gimel Simon Zayin, it's not yishtadel, it's chiyuv gamur. Meaning when he says yishtadel, it means because there are certain cases where you're potter from tefillah b'tzibur. Like if it's a big tircha, it involves traveling a certain distance out of your way, right? More than a meal out of your way, or 4 meal further in the direction that you'd be going anyway. So one might have thought that any other tircha that you find annoying, like getting out of bed, or like, I just got home from work, I'm so tired, or something like that, you might think that that's the same as going out of your way a meal, that you would treat that the same as another type of tircha where you would be mutter. So that's why the Shulchan Aruch is telling us, no, yishtadel, you got to work hard at this. You have to put in some effort. You can't just say that everything's too much of a tircha. So Rav Moshe says that yishtadel in the context of tefillah b'tzibur is not saying that it's optional. Adraba, it's saying that it's such a chiyuv that even when you're mitzta'er, even when it's a tircha, even when it's annoying, even when it's difficult, you got to do. Yes, it's true, there are cases where you don't have to daven with a minyan, if it's and Chazal gave specific guidelines for that, based on distance, but it doesn't mean that you couldn't then make the connection that, oh, if traveling a certain distance is too much, and therefore I don't have to daven with a minyan, then maybe when I'm tired it's too much, I don't have to daven with a minyan, maybe when, things like that you'll come up with whatever other reasons that you have that you don't want to daven with a minyan. So that's why the Shulchan Aruch has to be mechazik us. He says, oh, yishtadel, you got to make sure that that you work hard to daven with a minyan. That's how Rav Moshe understands. So it could be, if that's the case, that when the Shulchan Aruch says yishtadel to have big day Shabbos, no, could be it's a chiyuv gamur, right? The word yishtadel sometimes means chiyuv gamur. Now, it's not so pashut though, because it's not so clear that davening with a minyan is a chiyuv gamur. But Moshe understands that it is. However, there is a sefer called Emek Bracha. Heard of the Emek Bracha? Know the Emek Bracha is? Emek Bracha was a Talmud of the Brisker Rav. He died when he was in his 30s, I think, or maybe early 40s. Very young man, but he was a brilliant Talmud Chacham, and he wrote a beautiful sefer. So in the Emek Bracha, in Hilchos Kriyas Shema, Os Aleph, he disagrees with Rav Moshe, and he says that, I mean, he doesn't quote Rav Moshe, but he disagrees with Rav Moshe, and he says that there's no chiyuv to daven with him. I mean, it's a mitzvah min amuvchar. I've heard Rav Shachter say that many times as well. If that's the case, then the Lashon Yishtadel means, do your best, but it's not an absolute chiyuv. And if that's the case, then both other places, other than Big Day Shabbos, where we have a Lashon Yishtadel, both in the case of Minyan, and what was the other case? What else did we have Yishtadel? By preparing for Shabbos, right? In both other cases, it just means it's a Maila, it's a good thing, it's the right thing, it's the best thing, but it doesn't mean it's Chiyuv, which would indicate to us that it's perhaps not a chiyuv for Shabbos either. Be that as it may, you should wear Big Day Shabbos, right? That everyone agrees that a person is supposed to wear Big Day Shabbos, and it's in Shulchan Aruch to wear Big Day Shabbos. Whether it's in Shulchan Aruch as a chiyuv gamur, or just something that a person should try to do, we're Shulchan Aruch Jews, and we should try to live by every word in the Shulchan Aruch. The Hasidim make fun of Litvak sometimes. They say that that by Hasidim they worship Hashem, and the Litvaks worship the Shulchan Aruch. So that's not a nice thing to say, because we believe that worshiping Hashem is by observing what it says in Shulchan Aruch, that a person is supposed to try to be loyal to every sif in Shulchan Aruch, every sif katan in the Masei Kelim on the Shulchan Aruch. Now, okay, so that's as far as whether it's a chiyuv or not. Now let's get down to the core issue, which is why. Why do we wear Big Day Shabbos? So we discussed this a little bit last time, but I think in the sources you could find three different possibilities of why we wear Big Day Shabbos. And then we could start going through nafkaminas. We could probably find like 10 nafkaminas or whatever. So what are the possibilities? Shiltos Rav Chaigon. Shiltos Rav Chaigon was written by, trick question, Rav Chaigon, right, obviously. So there's a Rav Chaim, it's quoted in the Gemara, sometimes, so the Balei HaTosos, so we try to figure out, is that Rav Chai Gon, or is that an Amora named Rav Chai? Because there are passages in the Talmud that come from the times of the Gaonim. Meaning it is clear that there are certain sections of Gemara that were added in later, not in the times of the Amoraim. So that's the beginning of Gittin and Kiddushin, you have certain passages like that. So the Rishonim point that out, that these are it's not real Gemaras, but whatever it is, so someone wanted to tie in that that's the Gemara, the Paskins, that you got to sit in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, is maybe an addition from the Gaonim. Is an addition from the Gaonim. But be that as it may, Gemara is Gemara, meaning once we have Talmud Bavli, we observe Talmud Bavli, what it says in Talmud Bavli also. So there may be some mazel to certain passages of Gaonim that they made it into the Gemara. But anyway, in Shultos Rav Chaigon, Rav Shapto often points out that Gaon, what does the term Gaon mean? Now, we use it nowadays to mean like a big Talmud Chacham, like Hagoyin Rav whoever, right? I just saw Rav Sachs last night. Hagoyin Rav Yenison Sachs, right? Because he's a huge Talmud Chacham, right? In fact, I was at a wedding last night, and it was the Chassan was a Sephardi, and the Kala was Ashkenazi, and at the right before the chuppah, we saw Rav Sachs. I was sitting with Rabbi Yisrael Kamenetsky, who's going to be here this Shabbos, and Rav Sachs was sitting in front of us, and Rav Sachs was like studying the Ksuba, like looking at it carefully, and Kamenetsky's like, why is Rav Sachs studying the Ksuba? He could write a Ksuba from memory, like he knows everything by heart. And then when they called him to read the Ksuba, we realized why, because it was a Sephardi Ksuba, totally different text. It had like specific dollar amounts in it, and it had like there was, it was a totally, totally different text of a Ksuba. So then it made sense. Okay, it was the only time of it you'll ever hear a Sephardi Ksuba read in Havara Ashkenazis. You know, it was very interesting. It sounded unnatural, but we use the term Gon to describe someone like that, right? Or to describe Rav Shechta Hagoyin, Rav Shechta Shlita. But what does the term Gon actually mean? What is a Gon? So literally the word means a genius, right? The Vilna Gon was called the genius, right? The genius of Vilna. But traditionally, it was used to describe people that lived in a certain tekufa. Meaning, just like we have Tanaim, and we have Amoraim, and we have Rishonim, and we have Achronim. So the people in between the times of the Amoraim and the times of the Rishonim, we call Gaonim, right? But Rav Shechta points out that it had a very specific meaning to it. It wasn't just any rabbi at that time. There was a yeshiva called Yeshivas Gon Yaakov. And the Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshivas Gon Yaakov was always called a Gon. Right, that was because he was the Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshivas Gon Yaakov. He said, though, that doesn't mean that every Gon is a huge Talmud Chacham. Meaning, some of the why do people become Rosh Yeshiva? What skills do they need to have to become a Rosh Yeshiva? What? So some are very good fundraisers, right? They're not such big Talmud Chacham, but they're very good at fundraising. Sometimes they're very big Talmud Chacham. Sometimes they're both. They're big Talmud Chacham and they're great fundraisers. Sometimes they're neither, and they do a terrible job, right? And he said the Yeshivas Gon Yaakov was like that also. They had some that were enormous Talmid Chacham, some that were not such great Talmid Chacham, were good fundraisers, some that were good at both, some that were good at neither. So you always have to, you know, not every Gon became like a famous, you know, Shita that we have to. Or Rav Chai Gon was one of the big ones, right? There's no doubting Rav Chai Gon's credentials, right? He was one of the big Gon. I don't know how good he was at fundraising, but as far as learning is concerned, Rav Chai Gon is a big one. The Netziv wrote a whole commentary on the She'iltos of Rav Chai Gon. Rav Chai Gon's drushas in each parsha, the Netziv wrote a whole commentary, three big fat volumes that's published by Masada Rav Kook. And it was worthy of such a commentary because obviously Rav Chai Gon was very big. So Rav Chai Gon writes, that a person should enjoy Shabbos b'ma'achal u'b'mishta with food and drink. You should be misanig u'lechabedes haShabbos b'levush u'ksus yafeh, and you should honor Shabbos with clothing, nice clothing. Meaning, it sounds like he's saying there's two din. There's a din called oneg Shabbos. There's a din called kavod Shabbos. Oneg Shabbos you do by eating and drinking. Kavod Shabbos you do by wearing nice clothing. So it sounds like he puts it very squarely in the category of kavod Shabbos. Why do you wear nice clothing? Because it's a kiyum of kavod Shabbos. In fact, the Rambam in Perek Lamed of Hilchos Shabbos writes, "Umi kavod haShabbos shiyilbush ksus nekiya, v'lo yamal b'shachol k'mal b'shashabbos." It's part of kavod Shabbos to have nice, clean clothing and to have different clothing on Shabbos than you have during the week. A din of kavod Shabbos. Another possibility. The Zohar writes that wearing Big Day Shabbos is a din of Oneg Shabbos. Now, so in order to understand what the difference is, you have to know what the word kavod means and what the word Oneg means. Now, what does Oneg Shabbos mean and what does kavod Shabbos mean? So, what would you say? What does Oneg mean? Personal enjoyment, right? Eating and drinking is an Oneg because when I eat and I drink, I enjoy it. Kavod is a show of respect. It's a show of honor. So you could do kavod Shabbos by lighting Shabbos candles to showing that you're honoring Shabbos. You may also have oneg Shabbos by having Shabbos candles lit because then you're enjoying the light of the Shabbos candles. But it could be, says the Zohar, that wearing nice clothing. So why would it be kavod? Because look, if I'm getting dressed up for this, that's showing chashivas to the event. Before I go to a wedding, I get dressed up because a wedding is an important event. So I want to get dressed up before I go to a wedding, right? If I'm not doing anything important, so I'll hang around in my house when no one's going to see me in sweatpants or whatever, joggers and in a t-shirt or something, because there's nothing important. But when there's something important, someone's coming, so then I'll put on normal clothing. And if I'm going to a big dinner, I'll put on even nicer clothing. It's a way of honoring the event. So when you put on Shabbos clothing, you're honoring Shabbos. Why is it Oneg Shabbos? In what sense is it Oneg Shabbos? Oneg is like, I'm eating, I'm drinking, I'm enjoying, right? So why is it Oneg Shabbos?
Yeah,
you ever get dressed up nicely, you look at it, you're like, I feel good, like I feel like a somebody now, when you get dressed up nicely, you feel like you feel like $1 million. You feel a lot better. You feel better about yourself. That's what they were telling. In the beginning of COVID, one of the biggest eitzas that we were giving to people. Everyone was like stuck in their homes. No one was going anywhere. No one was going to work. No one was going out of their house. So one of the eitzas that we were giving is get dressed in the morning. Meaning there's no one had any reason to get dressed in the morning. Just stay in pajamas all day. No, get dressed in the morning. Why? Why would you get dressed in the morning? It's so much more comfortable not to get dressed in the morning. Get dressed in the morning because you want to feel like a mensch. You want to feel like a person. You're not going to function if you don't feel like a person, if you don't feel like a dignified human being. So a dignified human being gets dressed in the morning. It was an important eitza. It happens to be that elsewhere in the Zohar, in the section of the Zohar called the Raya Mehemna, the Zohar writes that it's actually a din of kavod Shabbos. So it could be that both of those possibilities appear in the Zohar itself. There's a third possibility. What else could there be? If it's not kavod, it's not oneg, what would it be? So the Sefer Orchos Chaim, Din Arve Shabbos Simenta, says you should wear special Big Day Shabbos kidei sheyizkar shu yom kadosh v'asur basiyas malacha. What does that mean? What? It's a reminder. And therefore, why do you need a reminder? To protect you from violating Shabbos. I mean, you might, come to forget that it's Shabbos, turn on a light, get in your car, and then you look down and you'd be like, wait a second, why am I wearing a suit and tie? Oh yeah, it's Shabbos, right? Okay, I probably shouldn't do that. Meaning, it's a geder, meaning when you're hanging out in your weekday clothing, you're likely to do the things you do on weekdays. But when you're wearing your Shabbos clothing, right, meaning you're like, I need to repair that, the swing set in the backyard or something, let me go take care of that. Oh, but I'm going to change out of these clothing first, but wait, why am I wearing these clothes? Okay, when you're wearing a suit, you would never do that, right? But if you're wearing you're just hanging around the house and you see something broken, you might come to fix it. So it's a geder, it's a siyag, that you don't come to violate Chil Shabbos. and forget that it's Shabbos. That works well with the Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Yud Gimel, that the Gemara says that if you don't have Big Day Shabbos, so lengthen your Shabbos clothing. And Rashi writes, why lengthen it? Why let down the hems? Rashi says, because when you're wearing long clothing, it's harder to do work. It's harder to do malacha, because you don't have the, it's not as easy to move around when you're wearing long clothing. So he says that's why it was the derech ashirin to wear long clothing. Rich people would wear long clothing. Why? Because rich people don't have to work. Rich people don't have to do at least blue collar type of work. So they don't need to be able to move around so much. So that would fit very nicely with this Orchos Chaim. So again, what do we have? We have three possibilities of why to wear Big Day Shabbos. Kavod Shabbos, meaning to show respect for Shabbos. Oneg Shabbos, because it's enjoyable yourself on Shabbos to get dressed up. And as a geder, not to do malacha. No, so give me nafkaminas. Let's see how many nafkaminas I have here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. At least 6, maybe 7. Okay, so let's see what you got. Nafkaminas. So right. What if you have Shabbos clothing that are extremely? Let's see if that was one of them. One of my nafkaminas here. Here it is. That was nafkamina number 4. On a hot day, let's say, where you don't want to wear a jacket, right? It's hot outside. You live in Florida or whatever. It's not comfortable. It will be mafria, your kavana maybe even, and your limud or whatever. So should you still wear a jacket? So if the reason for Big Day Shabbos is because of covered Shabbos, so it's not about whether you're comfortable. If you're meeting the President of the United States, you put on a jacket, right? Meaning if you're dressing up for something chashuv, whether you're comfortable or not, that's what you do, right? If you're going to your own wedding, let's say in America, even if it's hot outside, you wear a jacket. You don't take off the jacket. However, if it's Mishum Oneg Shabbos, so there's no need to wear a jacket if it's really hot. It's not going to be comfortable. The Rav Salvechik in his Shirum L'Zecher Abimari said that on Shabbos we invite the Shechina to be a guest, by our house, as opposed to on Yom Tov, where we go and we're a guest by Hashem. Right? That's why on Yom Tov there's Aliyah L'Regel, because on Yom Tov you go Lifnei Hashem. But on Shabbos, we bring the Shechina down to us, right? We bring the Shechina to be with us. So he says, Kol Zman that the Shechina is with us, we have to be Mechabed the Shabbos with Gadim Noyim, which means that you'd have to wear Shabbos clothing all day, right? Not just to daven. It would mean that you'd be wearing Shabbos clothing all day, according to Rav Salvechik. However, if it's Midin Oneg Shabbos, so whatever is enjoyable for you. And if it's not an oneg when it's very hot, so you'd be able to take them off. However, if it's because of a heker not to do malacha, you would need a heker even if it is uncomfortable. Adrabba, that would be the greatest heker. Why on earth am I wearing this jacket? It's 100 degrees outside. Oh, because it's Shabbos, and therefore I need that heker. There's a nice story in Sefer Pnine Harav. Rav Shechter writes the following. He says, Bekayitz Echad, one summer, Ira Shemezek Havir Haya Kol Kach Cham. It was really hot in Boston one summer. It was difficult to wear a jacket when you were walking the street. And there was one of the members of the Kihila lived far away from the Maimonides school where Rav Salvechik davened. So after davening was over, he left his jacket in the coat room in the yeshiva, because what does he need to wear his jacket all the way home? It's boiling out outside. He walked 45 minutes, and then he came back in the afternoon for Rav Salvechik shir in the afternoon. So Rav Salvechik saw the guy walking into the building just wearing his regular shirt sleeves, and he said, how could you walk on Shabbos without a jacket? So the guy said, no, I left it here in the morning. Don't worry, I'm going to have my jacket in time for mincha. So Salvechik said, it's not proper. Shabbos, you need to wear a Shabbos tikkun clothing. Not only when at time of davening, the whole day you should wear Shabbos tikkun clothing. So you shouldn't walk in the street without your jacket. So the guy said, but it's boiling outside. So he said, don't come to the shir if it's too much for you. But he thought it was worthwhile giving up on the shir not to go out in your Shabbos clothing, which is really surprising, right? Meaning that really surprising. Meaning, when you're wearing a white shirt and suit pants, that's also Shabbos clothing. It may not be full, you know, dressed all to the nines. You know, you may not be dressed all the way up. But anyway, that is one nafkamina. I guess we'll have time for other nafkaminas tomorrow. But I got to run and give shir to the masmina now. Okay, have a great day, everybody.